Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. 4 years ago, the songwriter and producer Santi White released a debut album called Santa Gold. It blended reggae, new wave, club sounds. Critical acclaim came next. And then, collaboration with the Beastie Boys, a tour with Björk, a signing to Jay-Z's record label. And now, 4 years later, Santa Gold is back. Her new album is called Master of My Make-Believe. Santi joins me here in the Soundcheck studios.
Hello.
Good to see you.
You too.
So 4 years ago, we were opening the green space, and there you were, you and Lou Reed, our first guests.
I know,
downstairs.
That was exciting.
A lot has changed since then, in the pop landscape especially.
Yes.
I mean, do you sort of feel like Rip Van Winkle after 4 years coming back? I mean, of course, you've been out there, but, you know,
well,
making records.
Like, well, making a record. 2 years I was out there because I was on the road. So I toured all of 2008, 2009. But then it is, when you go to work on your record, it's like you're going into a cave. You know, it's kind of like Encino Man when you come out. but it's, I'm really happy to be back out. I was working really hard on the record.
Yeah.
And
Just to say, the first album was called Santa Gold, S-A-N-T-O,
mm-hmm.
but there was
some legal
falderal with,
yeah.
you know, and now it's Santi, S-A-N-T-I, Santa Gold.
Santa Gold, yeah.
It's a different country 4 years later as well, you know?
Definitely.
I mean, from, you know, where we were in 2008 to where we are now. And that seems to be at play in at least some of the new songs on the record. There's a song called The Keepers, for example.
Yes.
Which sounds alarmingly like a wake-up call. Is that how you meant
exactly
it?
Exactly, a wake-up call. It says, "We're the keepers. While we sleep in America, our house is burning down." It's a pretty bold mm-hmm. statement. It sounds very happy, though, as you sing along. It's like happy, but then you're like, wait a second.
But there's, you know, there's a long tradition of great pop music that does exactly that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I love a pop melody. I love a hook that gets in your head, and all the better if it gets in your head and it has a message.
This song is called The Keepers. It's from the new Santa Gold record called Master of My Make-Believe. That is my guest, Santi Gold, from her new album, Master of My Make-Believe, which is out now, and a song called The Keepers. Santi Gold is performing at MoMA, Museum of Modern Art, at their annual Party in the Garden later this month, May 22nd. She's here with us on Soundcheck today. 4 years is a long time between, you know, drinks of water in this particular musical world. So, you know, what was going on there? A little writer's block at some point?
Well, basically, I was on the road 2008, 2009, and I started in 2010. And honestly, I was almost done by the end of 2010. But then my label situation was like, which label's putting out my record? So I went on tour for a little while they figured it out. I added about three more songs, and when I came back, they were done. I was upstream to Atlantic, and It was time for setup,
mm-hmm.
which takes another 6 months. So, I mean, there was a little bit of writer's block, but I don't think it was anything crazy. It was like about a month or month and a half where I was struggling with lyrics. Melody was fine.
Right.
But I guess it was so much going on. I'd been on the road for 2 years. And I, as soon as I finished touring, I went and climbed Kilimanjaro. And like, literally, I mean, wow. It was for, we were trying to raise awareness for the clean water crisis. Mm-hmm. And we, a couple of us went over to Ethiopia, visited a UN refugee camp. And I literally flew straight from Ethiopia to LA, straight into the studio to start my record. So there was not a moment to just process life and, you know, what I thought and where I was. And so that was what I called a writer's block. But really, it was just like, I just needed to be patient and like take a second to just process and figure out what it was I was trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, we've actually done, you know, shows in the past on writer's block and how common it is. But the very different and very personal ways that people get past it.
Right.
So what was it for you? How did you, was it just like taking time?
Well, I started doing transcendental meditation. Honestly, and that was the best thing because I think really the main thing that causes writer's block is anxiety and pressure that you put on yourself, you know? So meditation just gets rid of that right away. It was just like calm, confidence, and more importantly, it taps you right into the source, which is where your creativity comes from. It's just your dreams even become more vivid. And I get so many ideas like on my way into or out of sleep. Like that's, I just know to pay attention, you know, as I'm going to sleep or waking up. And meditation is just, it makes everything more vivid. It's just, you know, it just, just have a complete sense of confidence.
And transcendental meditation, TM, this is the stuff that the Beatles were doing back in the
60s. Yes.
So it's been around, well, it's been around for a while. It's
been
around for thousands
time.
Of years.
No, the woman who taught me how to do it, she was there with the Beatles. Her name's Nancy Cook de Herrera, and she wrote a book called All You Need Is Love. And it was about the experience because she was one of the main people who helped, you know, Maharishi bring his message to the West, and it was all about that. But she's like 90 years old now, and that's who she taught me how to do it. It was awesome.
All right. We're speaking with Santi Gold. Her new album's called Master of My Make-Believe. I have to mention the cover, and you can see the cover art on the Soundcheck webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. It features you in three different settings. So, you know, if you're playing with identity in the lyrics of the songs, you're playing with it big time right here on the cover of the record.
Yeah.
There's you as this kind of Napoleonic figure in a painting by Kehinde Wiley, great painter who has this kind of odd blend of hip-hop and sort of Baroque Rococo art.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And so there's you up on the wall in this Kehinde Wiley painting, and there's also you dressed as a man on a throne in front of the painting, flanked by two more of you as a kind of like warrior goddess
Yeah,
sort
the guards,
of thing.
His lady guards.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, is that all about, is that about make-believe? Is that a dream? Is that?
Well, yeah, it's Master of My Make-Believe is the name of the record. And it's all about being the ruler of your reality and daring to dream something different for yourself and then knowing you have the power to make that a reality. And so I decided, well, first of all, I wanted to do a collaboration with a visual artist because there's so many iconic pieces of artwork that have come out of musician, visual artist collaborations from, you know, Andy Warhol and Velvet Underground to Basquiat and Rahm El Zee or Grace Jones and Keith Haring. And I just was like, this doesn't happen anymore and I want to do it. So I reached out to Kehinde Wiley because he's one of my favorites of our time. And he was like, yeah, I'll paint you, you know. And it was I was the first woman he ever painted also, which was a big deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, now that you mention it, I guess that's right.
Yeah.
Because for folks who haven't seen Kehinde, you can find him online. You know, he'll get these guys dressed in, like, you know, typical hip-hop regalia, you know, the Houston Astros jersey, whatever, the L.A. Lakers cap. But then they're, like,
on horses
and holding a lance. And
exactly. He's got a show on May 5th in New York, actually.
Well, you can see the cover art from Santi Gold's record on our webpage, as I say, wnyc.org/soundcheck. So God from the Machine, literal translation of the old Deus Ex Machina.
Yes.
What's going on here?
Well, that was a song that was pretty much a pep talk to myself, you know, and I guess in writing, when the author inserts his or herself into the story, it's Deus Ex Machina. And I got the idea from a Kurt Vonnegut book, actually, where he, like, I think it was Breakfast of Champions, and the character's sitting in a bar, and he feels this man staring at him, and it's Kurt Vonnegut, and he's like, you're afraid you're going to end up like your mother, or something like that. And I was just like, I wrote this song, and when I write, I just sing whatever, scratch lyrics, and then I go back and I write the real lyrics, and the first thing out of my mouth was like, you can make it alone if you try. And I tried for 3 months to change the lyric, and I was like, nothing else was right. And I was like, that's because this is exactly what I need to hear right now. You know, I was just really struggling. Sometimes when you're in the middle of your project and you feel like nobody else understands your vision, nobody's giving you the help that you need. And it's really, I mean, everything's DIY nowadays. You have to do everything yourself. And sometimes you got to make something out of nothing. And it's just like, I needed a pep talk and I wrote myself one.
And it took you a couple of months to realize it, I guess.
Yeah, it did. There's, you know.
The song is called God from the Machine from the new Santa Gold record. That is Santa Gold. God from the Machine is a song from her new record, Master of My Make-Believe. And she's performing May 22nd at MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art, their annual party in the garden, and June 23rd at the Governor's Ball, part of the two-day event at Governor's Island here in New York. She's with me on Soundcheck. 4 years after opening the green space, where we've continued to do events over the years. Back with her second album called Master of My Make-Believe. And Santi, you were saying, you know, how you have to do everything yourself. This, there's a bunch of, like, really great producers helping you out on this record. Diplo and Switch and Dave Sitek from TV on the Radio. Nick Zimmer from the AAS. So it seems like there was...
Yeah, I didn't do all of it by myself.
Yeah. I mean...
No, they were all so wonderful. I worked with a lot of different producers on my record, and each of them are seriously, I think, some of the most amazing producers out there, and a pleasure to work with for the most part. But
says the executive producer.
Yeah, try chasing down files, and then you change that statement completely. But yeah, the way that I make my music is kind of a collage process. You know, I work with sometimes up to three producers on a track. But
I just want to point out, you are careful to share writing credit with all those people, too.
Of course, which is all, it's actually difficult, too, because I'm the only, see, I call myself the glue. You know, I only work with each producer. I mean, I didn't work with anybody for more than a month, yet I worked on my record for a year and a half. So it's up to me to then take everything and put it together and sort out everything and, you know, get everything into the same program, because nowadays everyone, oh, I work on Logic, Pro Tools, Ableton, you know. But then at the end of the day, I'm arguing on everybody's behalf, because with all the different producers, it's like, they're like, well, I did this. And I'm like, yeah, but he did this too. And you know what I mean? So it's kind of a challenge.
Yeah. And, you know, to sort of let that initial voice, that voice that's giving you the pep talk in God from the Machine, for example, or in a song like The Riot's Gone, I mean, you can strip away all the production, and, you know, it seems like the whatever the beating heart of that song initially was is still there on this track.
Yeah, that's actually a track that was different from any track I've ever written before, and it's probably because it was right when I got to Jamaica, and it was the first moment really on working on this record where I got to just step outside of all the things going on outside and just go someplace quiet and focus on the noise inside of my head.
Jamaica's quiet?
Actually, Port Antonio at GJM is the most quiet place ever. It's not one of those places, oh, I went to Jamaica to experience the culture. It's like I went to get away. It's like 5 minutes from the Blue Lagoon. It's facing the ocean. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place. And it's got this wonderful little studio there. And I discovered it a couple trips back. And I was like, this is where I need to record. But I sat at the piano. I don't even barely play piano, but I play enough to write a couple chords, you know. And I just sang the song and literally had my laptop recording on the top. And so I wrote the song to piano, which is like And it's kind of a ballad for me, mm-hmm. you know? So it's a special song in that way. And then I took these drums that Switch and I had worked on for something and put it right over the, and it fit perfectly. And I was like, this is weird. And I walked in the studio. I was like, you want to hear it? Kind of like embarrassed. Like, you want to hear what I just did? And Switch was like, oh my God.
So it sounds like it was meant to be.
Yeah, it was good.
The song is called The Riot's Gone. It's from my guest, Santigold, from her new album, Master of My Make-Believe. I've been looking for a fight, all the trouble that I know, trying to lose the world inside, but it's got no place to go. Oh, I'm on dangerous at the whim of my command. I've been searching for The Riot's Gone, name of a song from Santigold's new album, Master of My Make-Believe, her long-awaited second album. It's out now, and Santigold's with me in the Soundcheck studio, and that's a song written in Jamaica at the piano, both of which make this kind of a standout track in terms of the writing process. You mentioned the way you normally work, Santi, is sort of a collage. You have in your background a lot of work sort of within the industry writing, you know, pop songs mm-hmm. for other people like Ashley Simpson and Christina Aguilera and stuff. Mm-hmm. Is that how you wrote for them as well?
Oh, no. It's a completely different process. And honestly, I like putting myself in positions to write for other people like that. I don't do it very often, but when I do, it's a challenge for me, mm-hmm. especially nowadays as mainstream pop becomes more and more narrow and formulaic. It's actually not as much fun now. But it does force you to write within a certain rigid structure that is pop music, which I enjoy, because for me, when I bring it back to my own music, I lay down the structure and then I just do everything I can to like push against the structure while keeping the structure. And I think it makes for some really exciting music, but that stays in the pop realm, at least in my opinion. I think mm-hmm. it does. Mm-hmm. But when you write for other people, you know, you're really writing for someone else. And so you have to kind of put yourself in their shoes. You don't want to write your music for someone else. So I try to write something that's going to... And usually I write with the artist, mm-hmm. too. So it comes out different.
So are you still doing that or
not
so much?
Not so much right now. No, I've really been focused on trying to get this record out.
Yeah. Although you have done some really interesting collaborations. I love the new Amadou and Mariam album, the so-called Blind Couple of Mali.
I love them.
And you guys collaborated with them on like the opening track of the record.
Yeah, we did a song, and Nick Zinner also worked on mm-hmm. the song. And we were so excited because Nick and I are such big fans. And I think I called him. I was like, "Did they call you?" And he's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh my God!" And we went in, and it was just like us in this tiny little hotel room, and they're sitting on the bed playing guitar, and me and Nick are like in the corner, like shy. But the song came out so great. I love their music. In general,
mm-hmm. Not only are they a couple of, I mean, they're a couple personally and uh-huh. also musically, but they're, you know, they also come out of this like deeply rooted wellspring of music that most American pop, if you trace it back far enough, comes from. Did you kind of get the feeling you were working with like?
Oh yeah, it was. It's effortless. It's so easy for them. It's so organic, natural, and they're just totally at ease. And they write in such a traditional way. It's like he plays guitar. She just sings out her ideas. And they were like waiting for me to chime in. And I'm sitting there like, I got my laptop. And I'm like, can I just record some ideas? And then
Now, during this 4-year period, you signed with Jay-Z's Roc Nation.
For management.
What does that, you know, does that sort of boost you into the next layer of fame? You see where I'm going with this. It's the song Fame, which is all...
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yes, Santi. You have a song called Fame on your new record.
You're right, yes.
which seems to be, I mean, you know, as you get closer to that kind of world, you know, how ambivalent are your feelings about it?
Well, I mean, I think celebrity right now is just the worst it's ever been. I mean, you can be a celebrity for having 8 children at the same time. You can be a celebrity for a sex tape. You know, it's just like the most empty thing right now. And I'm not like, that's definitely not the drive. You know, that's not what I'm aiming for. But at the same time, I would love for my music to be famous. I would love for the most people to know my music and to be inspired by my music. And so I realized that, you know, they kind of come hand in hand, you know, especially now with the internet and the scrutiny and the, you know, it's just kind of ridiculous.
The song.
Go ahead.
Well, let's let you continue the discussion in music. The song is Fame from Santa Gold's new record. That is Santa Gold, my guest on Soundcheck. Fame is the name of the song from her her new album, which is called Master of My Make-Believe. Hustle make you high, hustle get you low. I don't want. Maybe just a little, though. So, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely ambivalent. It is, and it's saying, you know, we all, sometimes we think we're above it, you know, and then we're not.
Well, I do hope that you get your wish and that the music gets out there and that people enjoy it. The album is called Master of My Make-Believe. It's been 4 years in the making. It's out now. Santa Gold will be at MoMA on May 22nd, the annual party in the garden at the Museum of Modern Art. And then on June 23rd, the Governor's Ball, which this year is not on Governor's Island at all, but rather Randall's Island. So, couple of big gigs coming up. Santi, thank you very much for taking time and speaking with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow we'll conclude our Dance Craze series with a look at the popular dance moves of today. And we'll want to hear what you're up to on the dance floor. Plus a live performance from the band Shearwater. Their new album is called Animal Joy. That's tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Marlon Cohn. Bah! Producer trickery. He's still Marlon Bishop and still no relation to anyone else on the staff. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Amy Pearl and Gina Gildasis. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us tomorrow for another Soundcheck.